Nelson and his crew of three astronauts are on their way to the moon after a perfect launching from Cape Kennedy. The government of South Australia has begun preparing legislation for cigarette packets to carry a warning about health hazards. The Deputy Prime Minister's spacecraft Apollo 11 is on its way to the moon after a perfect launching. The Saturn rocket rose on a pillar of orange-red flame from Cape Kennedy right on time at 11:32 last night, Eastern Australian time. It went into orbit around the Earth about 12 minutes later. An estimated 1 million people were at Cape Kennedy to watch the launching. Millions more throughout the world saw the blast-off on television. The three astronauts were in orbit for more than 2 hours before the spacecraft engines were turned on for about 5.5 minutes to give the craft enough momentum to draw free from Earth's gravitational pull. After this, the spacemen separated their command ship from the third stage of the giant Saturn V rocket. They then linked the command ship in position with the module to be used in the attempt at a landing on the moon early next week. The module had been stored inside the casing of the rocket and had to be extracted on a signal from the command ship leaving the rocket casing to drift in space. Apollo 11 is due to go into orbit around the moon early on Sunday, Australian time. On the following day, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Aldrin are to leave the command ship in the lunar module for their moon landing. President Nixon has declared Monday, July the 21st, a national holiday in the United States so that as many Americans as possible can follow the planned walk on the lunar surface. From New York, Ray Martin.
This announcement from the White House came only a few moments ago after the astronauts moved their craft out of the Earth's orbit and settled down for their long flight to the moon. NASA officials described this morning's liftoff from Cape Kennedy as perfect. And the other two critical operations, the ignition of the third stage rocket, which took the men out of the Earth's orbit, and the separation and docking movement, were both described as flawless. The astronauts themselves have, however, been noticeably quiet. There is no description today of the Earth. There were no exclamations. They have, in fact, restricted themselves to relaying back to Earth only the necessary technical information.
In South Australia, the state government is...
course for the moon after a perfect launching which was seen by people around the world on television. India's ruling Congress party is facing an internal crisis, and in latest developments, the Deputy Prime Minister has resigned. The plant has appealed to the Central American republics of Honduras and El Salvador to stop fighting and settle their differences peacefully. In West Irian, news in detail. The Apollo 11 spacecraft is now on course for the moon after a perfect launching from Cape Kennedy, which was seen by people around the world on television. Space officials said the launch was so accurate that a hood course correction planned for today had been cancelled. The astronauts, Neil Armstrong, Edwin Aldrin and Michael Collins, made two orbits of the Earth to check their equipment before setting course for the moon. Apollo 11 is scheduled to go into orbit around the moon early on Sunday, Australian time. On the following day, while Collins remains in the command craft overhead, Armstrong and Aldrin will attempt to land on the moon in their lunar module. The plan calls for the astronauts to spend nearly 3 hours on the moon. They'll plant an American flag and erect a plaque which says, "Here, men from the planet Earth first set foot on the moon in July 1969. We came in peace for all mankind." The astronauts will also collect rock and soil samples, and all their activities on the moon will be transmitted back to Earth by television. The return flight to Earth will begin on Tuesday. Signals from the Soviet Union's unmanned mooncraft Luna 15 stopped just 4 minutes before Apollo 11 was launched. However, scientists at the Jodrell Bank Space Tracking Station in England said this did not appear to have any special significance. The British space scientists say the Russian craft should reach the immediate vicinity of the moon late today. They believe it may attempt to recover rock samples from the moon.